Hello everyone and welcome to the Crystal Lightworkers podcast to aid spirituality and well-being using crystals. My name is Jackie Winter, founder of the British Academy of Crystal Healing, and today I'd like to share my wisdom on chrysocolla with you and how chrysocolla spoke to me about sacred sound and light language. Hi everyone, hope you're having a great day and thank you for tuning in and listening today. Okay, let me speak to you about chrysocolla. Chrysocolla can be found wherever there are large copper deposits, mainly in Mexico, Africa and Arizona. Chrysocolla can be a mixture of turquoise, jasper, lapis, malachite and quartz crystal minerals. It's an absolutely beautiful greeny blue kind of colour, and legend states that chrysocolla is evolved from turquoise, that shamans always wore turquoise to help them hear spirit with clarity, especially when they were performing a healing ceremony. Today, chrysocolla is said to be the more evolved, advanced stone due to the combination of crystals married together in its formation. Chrysocolla is revered for its ability to bring a calm, serene nature, soothe the mind, and encourage discretion. This little gem really has a lot to offer. Now, I use chrysocolla to aid any lung conditions, any problems with the heart, and any throat or thyroid conditions. I also use it to raise wisdom and understanding of blocked or stagnated emotions and thought processes. Now, I say that because I used it on myself quite successfully, and I'm going to share my experience with you shortly. When you're working with chrysocolla, always remember to call on the spirit of the crystal and just imagine the light of the beautiful combination of crystals married together in chrysocolla to fully surround you, and breathe in the green blue light into your inner world. And so therefore the light is not just on the outside of you, but it's also entering into your inner world. And then listen carefully to any body sensations you have, any emotions that come to the surface, any memories, any thoughts at all that emerge, and any knowings that happen whilst you're lazing in a beautiful bath of light being emitted from chrysocolla. And that's when you have the best experiences. So if you will allow me, I would like to share my experience of chrysocolla with you. When I first started working with chrysocolla, I had an issue with my body. I struggled to take my awareness into that area of my body, and so I called on chrysocolla to help me access and communicate better with the area of my body. I don't know if some of you know, but I was diagnosed with a very large tumor, or it's called a fibroid, but it is a form of a tumor in my abdomen. And my journey of healing this has been a long one, but it is a successful story. But there was just one area inside my inner world that I recognized I couldn't fully get my awareness into and couldn't understand why. Anyway, using chrysocolla, I traveled internally and discovered that I had a need to be in control. Not consciously, because consciously I was quite good at letting things go and, you know, just dealing with life every day as it came. But what I began to realize that was underneath my conscious mind, there was a need to be in control. And it came to me from chrysocolla with a single word, and the single word was allow. Oh my goodness, when I started opening, this was like opening Pandora's box. So the energy of chrysocolla took my awareness, and memories began to surface within me that showed me the issue that had congested within that area of my body. And the first memory that came to mind was when a friend of mine had started speaking highly of me and how amazing she thought I was. As the conversation continued, when she was doing this, I started to cringe inside. I started to really not like what she was doing. And I realized that I was placing a limit on how much I allowed myself to receive the love and kindness she was offering, because she was actually being really sweet. She was saying some wonderful things about me, but there was only a small amount of that I would allow myself to ingest. So I began to realize that I place limits on how much love and empowerment I allow myself to receive. Now, I don't do this on a conscious level. I do it on a subconscious level. And then all the stories started coming to the surface. I also became aware of how I react when people around me get angry or upset or even sad. Internally, I want to put things right. I want to take control and stop them from feeling these awful vibrations. I want them to be happy, harmonious, and not sensing these particular feelings in their body, especially when they are projected at me. So if somebody gets angry at me and starts shouting at me, I can feel this need to take control and you know, ask these people to calm down. And internally, I would be resisting them having the experience. So it was almost like I had this deep-seated need inside of me to take control of how the world was and how I reacted to the world and how other people were reacting. One major part of my life that was affected by this allow stories, and there were plenty of them that started to surface, was when my parents were both coming to the end of their life, I could feel this sort of hopelessness inside of me, and I would avoid feeling it by starting to try and see how I could take control. I was internally resisting what was happening. I wasn't allowing my parents to have the experience they were going through, which I might add was quite traumatic. I wanted to make it quite nice and soothing for them, but I wasn't able to. I couldn't take the control. And so internally, I started resisting and getting angry. And I remember feeling how unfair it all was, and that I wanted to take control of what was happening to make things better. But of course, life happened, and I was left realizing that I wasn't in control, that there were certain situations that I wasn't, and I had to allow it to happen. So I think you're beginning to see that there are many stories that had happened to create these imbalances within me, and all of them relating to allowing things to happen. The sensation of these trapped emotions inside of me and the need for control had manifested in my body under my rib cage on the left-hand side. So I asked Christ Akola for help, and it taught me so much. I absolutely fell in love with Christ Akola. The first things you must let go of are the stories, Christ Akola said. You must just observe what is happening. So take a look at nature and animals and watch what happens. They express what they're feeling through sound. They make various sounds. They don't have stories. They just make a sound. So I'm going to ask you, Jackie, to recognize the feeling within you and make a sound that is appropriate for that feeling. Don't try and change any story. Just transcend the story and let it dissolve, but make a sound. I remember thinking, this is really bizarre. I don't know whether I can do this. And again, can I allow myself to make the sound? But, you know, I'd got so lost in all of these stories, even down to not allowing myself to make a sound. Why? I have no idea, but there we go. We all do things that are very strange. So at the beginning, when I first started making these noises, it was really strange. And the first noise that came out of me was, ugh. Quite a heavy sound. And I began to realize that this ugh sound was resonating deep into that area of my body and was really helping break up that stagnation, because I was honoring my feelings. And it was like I had tried to take on the world on my shoulders and become responsible for everyone. and the sound showed me that it was a heavy sensation that was living within my body. So I started to make this sound on a regular occasion. I started to go around the house, making this sound from in within me that was an expression of the feeling that I was carrying within me. And it sounds very weird when I'm actually relaying the story to you on the podcast, but yeah, it really started to help. So the more that I communicated and meditated with Christ Akola, the more that it explained to me about how to make these different vibrations and helped increase my intuition as to the sound that needed to be made. And the sound started to get louder. And as the sound started to get louder and lighter, so I'd gone from a deep grunt down there to the sound becoming eha, which was a lot lighter and a lot nicer. And I began to realize that the story of the experience was starting to dissolve, because as the emotion was leaving me through making these sounds, I began to see that I was letting go of the story. And then Christ Akola started to explain to me about light language, which is sounds instead of stories, transcending the story. And this allow word seemed now I was aware of it, to pop up all over my life, because I also realized that I had low tolerance for making mistakes. I didn't allow myself to make mistakes, and I wouldn't have a very good tolerance for somebody who was making a mistake that was affecting me. I could show compassion to those who had made mistakes in their lives, because that didn't impact on my life. But for those that had an impact on my life, I would never intentionally hurt anybody, and I would always swallow down my annoyance and lack of tolerance, which created this internal disharmony. So all these stories of allow started to make themselves known to me. And when they did, I began to make the sound of the feeling that was attached to these so many stories. I'd recognized that my life had been hard because of my need to be in control. My mind needed to be in control. It needed to complete so many tasks during the day that I was really hard on myself if I didn't manage to complete them. My mind also had a to-do list, and if I didn't finish my to-do list during the day, I'd sometimes get frustrated with myself. And I began to see that I wasn't allowing life to flow. I was trying to control the volume of things that I had to do in the day, and I didn't allow myself to rest. So I allow really, really showed me where my imbalances were greatly. I even began to say over and over again, I allow, almost like a mantra, but it was still a story. It was still a story. And there were so many stories, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to purify them. I'd need two or three lifetimes to be able to purify all these feelings that were caught up inside of me, linked to my not allowing life to happen or allowing me to be me. Then Christ Akola sort of explained to me more about light language, and that it will purify really deep-seated vibrations and help me. So I was keen to give it a go. Light language is a series of sounds that have no definition, thereby they transcend the man-made mind. So when I catch myself in a story, I change the story to sound, to help me transcend them. Now, when I first started to practice all of this, I recognized that the sounds that I were making mainly were vowels. So I would be a, e, o, u, I, o. And don't ask me how, but eventually everything started to soften inside of me, and I began to notice this nonsensical sound was somehow teaching me how to allow. It was really bizarre. And if I hadn't experienced it for myself, I seriously don't think I would have ever believed it. So I'm sharing this with you in the hope that you're going to maybe try it if you have any of these imbalances within you if you have a need to control. I think we all do to a certain degree, but I think mine was really quite intense. So the Chrysocolla started to help me intuit the sound that I needed. Initially, it introduced me to the crystal years ago. I was introduced to it, Chrysocolla, by somebody, and they said it helps you to connect to sacred sound. And at the time, I didn't really understand that. I didn't understand what sacred sound was. But now I'm beginning to see that there are sounds that are quite sacred. I don't know what I expected back then, but now I'm beginning to understand a lot more. And maybe you already understand what sacred sound is. I don't know. But I've begun to realize that it helps you express through not understanding and not needing a story behind why is this happening to me? What is the story behind it? It's just a case of this is what I'm feeling and this is the sound that is associated with what I'm feeling. You don't have to understand it through a story. I have only just started doing this over the last week or so, and I am nowhere near as good as some people because I started to research it and found that on YouTube there are people that are doing light sound. And so maybe if you decide you want to take light language further, just Google light language and see what you find, or give it a go yourself. I am going to have a go for you later and see if I can't channel a little bit for you so that you can hear. Mine isn't, it isn't very good, but I'll let you hear it. So you may want to do it somewhere privately if you are going to have a go at it, so you don't feel intimidated by someone and you can allow yourself to have a go. And there's that word again, isn't it? Allow. Oh my goodness, how often does this pop up? And just be aware of it in your world as well. How often does the allow word come into your world? So light language was a very gentle sound coming out of me, and they sort of sound like e-ah, oh, e-ah-ho-ho, e-ah-ah, ooh, e-ah, oh-ho, e-ah-ha, e-ah-ha, ooh-ho-ho. Wow. So these were the sounds that were starting to come out of me, and they make no sense at all. But my personality started to soften even more, and my need to be in control relaxed massively. And this was quite a revelation because, well, I'm a Leo, and you may know that Leos are renowned to be bossy or needing to be in control and are born leaders. And, you know, even down to allowing myself to be a leader is sometimes I hold myself back. And I think many of us do when we have these natural talents. Sometimes we do not allow ourselves to move forward with them. So to allow life to happen really, really helped heal me emotionally, physically and mentally. And the sensations below my rib cage on the left-hand side have reduced massively. They came really poignantly once I started to notice the word allow in my energy field. They came and I felt inflammation there. So since I've been doing these beautiful sounds, the inflammation subsided dramatically. So when people get angry now or sad, what I've noticed is that I really, really feel extraordinarily relaxed. I've become more comfortable within myself. I now feel safe. Not that I felt threatened before, but I feel more, I suppose the only word is safe, within myself. I started to feel how the sounds took me closer to my heart. And I did them every morning as I walked the dog around the park. Yes, as I walked the dog around the park. So picture the scene. There I am doing all these wonderful sounds. E-ah-ha, oh-ho-ho, e-ah-ha-ha, out loud as I'm walking around this park. Goodness knows what people thought of me. But you know what? I allowed myself to do it. And I really wasn't overly concerned about what other people thought, which again was quite a revelation. I did, however, at the beginning start checking that nobody was listening. Seriously, if you'd have seen me or heard me, you would have thought I'd lost the plot. But the vibrations, I did continue with it because I could feel inside that Chrysocolla was saying, don't stop, keep going because you're healing yourself. The vibrations were really starting to soothe me, to heal me, and to somehow nurture my soul. All of this started to then develop into a little bit more song-like, if you will. So the aha, aha, ee-hee. Like I say, I'm not a singer, but I started to notice that within me, I started to make sounds linked to, that had a little bit of a melody with them. Not too much of a melody, but, you know, just a little bit of a sound. And it was soft and gentle and beautiful. I know that working with crystals is to help us to become more luminous or transparent, so that every experience that we have in life just travels through us. So we become the witness to life, and we don't hang on to these sensations that are man-made that live in our bodies and stop us from having that free-flowing, beautiful light energy. And when we do activate and fully activate our luminosity, that's when our soul merges into our body. We become one with our soul. Our soul can live fully in our body because, you know, our soul gets damaged by lots of the harsh realities that go on down here, and we fragment. So when we start to begin to soften and become more luminous, it gives an opening for our soul to merge into form. So I'm pretty much in tune with my body and have released a lot over the 40 odd years that I've been doing it. And now I'm not saying this here too much because my mind doesn't always fully comprehend to the depth I need it to. So sometimes I think I've healed something when, you know, I'm shown that I haven't quite fully healed it and there's a little bit more work to do. So I'm always a bit careful to say, you know, oh yes, I've completed the task, because quite often I haven't completed the task. There's still more work to do. So I do know this, and I can say with quite surety that I have activated a lot of love and kindness and authenticity into my field. And the majority of time in the external world, I am able to love genuinely, offer kindness genuinely, and have an authenticity to me. But in my inner world, there is still some things to do, as I've just explained about this, I allow. And I feel that light language is now sort of helping me with sound and the vibration to soften the energy inside. And I find it easier to do these sounds when I'm carrying or connected to Chrysocolla. It helps how the sound can release this deep-rooted things within my body by having no story, and just creates that feeling of comfort and safety within you. I know some of my students have said that, you know, they've listened to YouTube or, you know, found books that have spoken to them about how to change your perception of life. And that's fine, because everything is a process and that's where they are. But sometimes I want you to consider the possibility that changing one story for another might have a knock-on effect in the future, because any kind of story is an expectation. So when we manage to transcend the mind, we have astonishing results with these sounds. So maybe we're all going to be like animals in the future, where we don't have stories, we just have sounds, which might be quite nice actually. The allow story runs through my family. You know, it appears that, you know, most of us in my family have had the need to be in control. And I think that's the human nature. I don't think it's just me or my family. I think many of us have a need to be in control. So I can see that this singing or this movement of sound, this light language, is not just clearing me, it's also clearing the DNA. Okay, so like I said previously, I've only done the light language for just over a week now. I have done it every day, but I am by no means an expert. But I will see if I can just do a few bits for you to see how it resonates with you. Oh ha ho. Oh ha ho. Yeah. Oh how. Ee-ha-ha. Oh-hoo-hoo. Oh-hoo-hoo. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh-ah-ah. Inna. Yeah. Oh-ho-ho. Oh-ho-ho. Yo-ho-ho. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh-ha. Ah. Ooh-ha-ha. Yeah. Ma. So the sounds that I was making may sound a little strange to you, but they're soft and gentle. It feels as though I'm recognizing what they're saying, and I don't know why, but I can actually feel that they're somehow saying something above my comprehension to my body, and that my body is responding accordingly. So maybe I am tapping into a higher wisdom that Christ Akola has brought to my attention, that through the softness and the kindness of the sound, the vibrations are having an impact on my body. I would love to hear any of you that have a go and let me know how you do. And also, if any of you have I Allow issues, then if you want to contact me, my email is jackie.winters@yahoo.co.uk. I love hearing from you. So if you put in the subject podcast, I'll know what you're emailing me about. If you want to join us on any of our online courses, we do record them. So if you can't actually attend the class, you just purchase one and let us know you would like the recording of it, and we will send that through to you. If not, then I wish you well. If you visit the British Academy of Crystal Healing website, which is www.BritishAcademyOfCrystalHealing.co.uk. There's lots of free information on there, free videos, educational videos, and lots of information that might be of interest to you. Well, keep playing with your crystals. Thank you for listening to me. And yes, I feel light. I hope you do too. And I really do hope that you try it and work with Christ Akola. Sending you all of my love on this wonderful afternoon. Take care. God bless.